Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I'd like to start this week's community comment by giving a shout out to Miller Farms Power Shop in McKinleyville. I visited their shop several times this last weekend, and the customer service, well, it was first class. So much so, I was reminded of what customer service used to look like. The power shop had several employees working, and I received help after a short wait. They were able to answer all my questions and provide recommendations. When I ended up leaving my lawnmower, I felt like I was actually being helped instead of being taken advantage of. Anyway, you don't always get the help you need in today's stores. It's not necessarily the fault of the owners. It's really hard to find employees. But I think all of us can think of businesses where we've walked in, we were never greeted, never helped, and you probably could have died on aisle 6 and it would have taken hours for anyone to find your body. Then there are the stores where the employees can't answer a single question you ask. Beyond frustrating. I lived in Boulder, Colorado for quite some time, and they had a hardware store called McGuckin Hardware. It was a bit overpriced, but the minute you walked into McGuckin's, you were greeted, and you received your very own shopping advocate who would work with you until you found what you wanted. Now, the first time this happened to me, I was taken aback, did the typical male thing of, I'm okay, I don't need any help. But somehow, my new shopping assistant didn't take that as a no and proceeded to ask me friendly questions to help me find what I needed. And before I knew it, I was following this guy around the store getting everything I needed in record time. After going through this once, I knew this was the shopping experience at McGuckin's. And yes, I was going to pay a bit extra for it and the prices. But you know what? It was really worth it. So thanks, Miller Farms Power Shop, for your customer service. I really appreciated being helped by friendly, knowledgeable staff. For the rest of my community comment, I'd like to provide an update on my earlier radio spots about the California Public Utilities Commission. The PUC was proposing to drastically lower the incentive structure for residences and businesses selling back their extra solar power, as well as taxing solar generators for every solar panel they had installed on a monthly basis. These changes would have dramatically penalized Californians who had already added solar, and it would have discouraged new solar installations across the state. For the last month, many in our community have been contacting the governor's office to protest these changes, and our voices have been heard. The PUC's vote was postponed indefinitely on January 26th, but don't be fooled. The PUC's efforts are merely being delayed. We must remain vigilant and watching for their next move. I'm Marty Coelho for Community Comment. The protest over the changes to the solar incentive structure and the potential taxing of solar is a great example of how people from all political parties can work together and have their voices heard. Solar belongs to the people, not the utility companies. This is Marty Coelho for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.